Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 69 of the Hook Blast Podcast. Wow, 69. You know, I recently read that someone in Chicago is stabbed every 69 seconds. Oh, poor guy. That's gotta suck. I think I'd just leave Chicago if someone were stabbing me that often. It's a no-brainer. This is the podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. You add the ones you love to your streaming playlists or follow mine at hookblast.com. That's also where you vote for your favorite song on today's episode. The song with the most votes 2 weeks ago on episode 67 was Where Have All the Years Gone by Ian Jenkinson. That's a great country song that will continue to do well. Okay, before we get going today, I just want to share with you how important it is to have a good vocabulary. Take it from me. If I had known the difference between antidote and anecdote, one of my good friends would still be alive. Instead of getting him the formula that would counteract the poison, I started telling him the story about how all we had growing up was a stepladder, because our real ladder left when I was little. Yeah, that joke killed. Okay, anyway, let's play some hooks. We're going to kick the show off today with a band called Blue Rising. This song is from their third album called Ghosts and Monsters. It's a song that's both heavy and melancholy. Oh, just like my Aunt Vicky. This is Ice Cold. That's a powerful song. It's a commentary on how pain changes us. Pain changed my Aunt Vicky eventually. The doctor said give her morphine, but we hadn't actually given her any fiend to begin with, so we just gave her more soup. It was another unfortunate misunderstanding. Okay, let's get this next part out of the way early. The Hook Blast Podcast is brought to you by Music X-Ray. Music X-Ray is the jam, man. How was that? I'm trying to come up with a catchphrase I can use in a pinch. Just tell me in the comments. Anyway, every month hundreds of songs and acts are selected for music industry opportunities of all kinds, from getting music into TV shows and movies and advertisements and video games and even label and management deals. New musician users can use HookBlast21 at checkout. Oh, okay, now that's out of the way, we can move on. Moving on can be hard. I start thinking of all the people I lost along the way. It's really a good thing I gave up my career as a tour guide. It could have gotten a lot worse. Heart Problem is a song about taking back your power from toxicity, and knowing your worth and realizing what you deserve in a relationship and not settling for less. I know something about that. A long time ago, I went to Egypt with a girlfriend, and I was offered 40 camels for her. At first, I was insulted, because back then I was mostly smoking Marlboros. But hey, after I thought about it, I realized it wasn't a bad deal. I mean, assuming we were talking about filtered camels. Anyway, this song was produced by Nick Wheeler from the All American Rejects. This is Heart Problem from Caroline Dare. Cost me my trust and all my sanity. Hush, please. I don't need your excuses when you hurt me. I don't deserve to be let down over and over.
Problem. You say you'll be back.
the heels of that is a song from an artist who goes by Gooch. He graduated from Penn State with a degree in psychology, but the field seemed a little risky, and so he decided to pursue something a little more traditional and stable. You know, something solid he could lean on. A rap career. So this song goes out to all you students, especially those at the police academy, because Gooch says that this song is great for studying and clubbing. I got water on my cash, man. I got a lot of movies on me, yeah, that shit dance. I got a bad bitch on me now because I got the club. And I got bad bitches on me, yeah, they working now. I got water on my cash, man. A lot of bad bitches on me, yeah, they having a fist. I know how this shit gonna go when I pull up on your block with poles and I let it go, yeah. Water on my cash, man. I got a bad bitch on me, yeah, she down for the fair. I gotta hurry up and get the bag. I got bad bitches on me, yeah, them bitches bad. Yeah, them bitches bad. Yeah, them bitches bad. I got bad bitches on me, cause I got the racks. Pull up in that Benz, and I swear that in my pants always sad, cause a nigga got the max. Water on my cashmere refers to jewelry and bling draped over expensive fabric. Up next on episode 69 is a song by Apollon and Odella. Alex Apollon and Susan Odella met on a website called Ashley Madison. Okay, no, I made that up. They met on a music website. There was mutual respect for each other's music, so they decided to write a song together. They acknowledge that they may never meet in person because Alex lives in Prague and Susan lives in Minnesota. One's an exotic place with cold winters where people speak in a way that's completely foreign to Americans, and the other's Prague. This is Free Fall. But you don't seem to try. Hold me, I'm falling. Calling to you. Coming up last on today's show, I came in last in the Burwell, Nebraska Goat Rodeo when I was 11. Anyway, this is a song by returning artist Mr. Lunas. The song was written, recorded, mixed, and mastered in his apartment during the worst part of the pandemic. Completely locked up, they even filmed a music video in their bathtub. That's pretty cool. You should see the videos I make in the bathtub. I know what people want to see. Stop-motion rubber ducky action pictures are the next big thing. This is Devil Business. It all started on a Friday night. Lips were dry, passes out of sight. I was blinded when he took my hand. He said, don't worry, baby, because I own this land. Oh. That's Devil Business. I'll tell you about Devil Business. It's all these changing CDC guidelines. I can't keep them straight. I've been upset about it since the beginning when they said a mask and gloves was enough to go to the grocery store. But when I got there, everyone else had clothes on. Anyway, that's all the time we have for episode 69 of the Hook Blast Podcast. All songs are used with the permission of the rights holders. And if you leave a 5-star review and comment in your podcast app, I'll read it on an upcoming episode. Until then, I hope you feel a lot more like you do now than when you got here. And I'll catch you next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. Bye-bye.